now that we understand the messages, the 10 messages, and again, I know you'll need to review this, let's take a look at the 6 steps. I've given you the first 2, and I've repeated them over and over again so you'll remember them. What's step 1? You feel an emotion. I don't care what it is. Let's say you say, I feel destroyed. Number 1, immediately identify the signal. What is destroyed? Is that uncomfortable? No, it's more than that. Is it fear? No. Is it hurt? Yeah, it feels really hurt. That's what it is. So you identify what it is. 2, appreciate the message. Saying I got to change something. Okay, do I need to change my perception? Or do I need to change my communication to my needs? Or do I need to behave differently? What do I need to do there? And what's the specific message? What is the specific message that hurt offers me? Hey, there's an expectation I have that's not being met, and I have a feeling of loss. Then I go to step 3 of the 6 steps, and that is I got to get curious. What I need to do is get curious about what do I really want to feel, and what would it take to make that happen? So here are the 4 questions you're going to ask to get curious. You've identified the challenge. You appreciate the message. You respect the fact that your emotions are helping you. They're giving you a signal to take some kind of new action. And now you're curious. And your curiosity is, well, how do I really want to feel? Let's say you were feeling destroyed, which is really just hurt. How do you want to feel? Well, I want to feel confident, or I want to feel loved, or I want to feel connected. As soon as you identify what you want to feel, you're moving in the direction you want to go. All these emotions are telling you is you need to refocus on what you want and take some new action. So ask yourself, what do you want? How do I want to feel? Second question that you want to ask from a curious state of mind is, what would I have to believe in order to feel this way right now? So you might say, well, what I want to feel is close friendship instead of pain. And so the next question you ask is, what would I have to believe in order to feel that way? Well, I'd have to believe that nothing could ever violate my sense of friendship with this person, that they really do care about me, that that feeling is really there. Third question, what am I willing to do to handle this right now so I can feel this way? Well, I'm willing to believe that. I'm willing to trust. I'm willing to have that faith. I'm willing to communicate to that person that I love them no matter what. I'm willing to ask them, what does it take for us to really have friendship here and not to be in a position where I feel destroyed by the way somebody communicates? And the fourth question is, what's great about this, or what can I learn from this? You might want to ask yourself, well, one of the things I learned is that I contributed to these feelings by my rules, by the way I looked at things, or by my intensity. So what can I learn from this so in the future I never have to go through these feelings again? Again, if you can get curious about your emotions and what created them and what you can learn from them and how you can make sure you don't have to go through the pain again, then sure enough, you can accelerate your growth in life, experience a lot more pleasure and a lot less pain. Step 4, you get confident. How do you get confident? You reassure yourself that you can handle these emotions right now by remembering times when you've handled it in the past. Are you following me on this? Have you ever felt jealous before and then you got over it? Can you remember a specific time? Or have you ever felt destroyed, really hurt, but you got over it? Go back and remember a specific time when you really felt hurt and somehow you got over it. You didn't think you could, but maybe you communicated to the person, or maybe you changed your state, or you asked yourself a good question like, what else could this mean? Maybe this person isn't trying to destroy me. They're not trying to hurt me. Maybe they're just stressed out. Maybe it's not even about me. Maybe people are doing the best they can with the resources they have. Remember a time when you're able to deal with the emotion, and that'll make you confident you can deal with it right now. Step 5, get certain. And what I mean by that is, to be certain you can handle this, stop right now in your mind and imagine coming up with different ways of handling this emotion. Come up with 3 or 4 different ways where that jealousy comes up and you communicate it to somebody else in a way where they're hearing you. And if one doesn't work, you try another one. You rehearse it in your mind several times where you see yourself, okay, one time expressing it by saying, you know I'm wrong and I have this misperception. Another time you may say, you say it with a smile and say, you know, I'm a little crazy at times, but you know, this is how I felt here. Another time you do it by giving the person a hug and whispering, you know, I need your help. See, you look at many different ways of communicating something, so you deal with the emotion and you rehearse it till pretty soon you feel confident. Gosh, I got lots of ways of expressing my emotion in a way that empowers me in my relationships rather than disempowers me. And finally, step 6, get excited and take action. Do something right away that reinforces that you can handle this emotion. Go make that communication to the person you need to so you don't stay stuck in any emotion. Go express your emotion in some way that reinforces that what you've rehearsed inside your mind and what you got curious about, the new distinctions you made, really do work for you. That really you can change the way you feel, and you're doing it right now. 6 simple steps, 10 emotions that you can recognize. How do you get good at anything? The answer is pretty simple. Practice. I hate that word practice, though. I'd rather say do it, because practice implies maybe you're not very good at it. The way you get good at something is you do it. And every time you do it, you try and do it even better. You don't ever practice. You're always going for it full out, having fun with it as well. And the best way to deal with emotion, as you remember, is kill the monster while it's little. Make sure you deal with those anger emotions when they're at the level of a little bit irritated, not when they're in rage. If you handle them at the level of a little irritation, they're a lot easier to deal with. Also, remember the tools you've already learned. If you start to feel like you're in rage, connect yourself and say, well, maybe I'm not in rage, maybe I'm a little annoyed, or I'm a little bit inconvenienced by this conversation. That'll break your pattern and make it easier for you to hear the message of those emotions and take new actions instead of being caught up in those emotions and surrendering to them or being defeated by them. The emotion's there to serve you, but you've got to hear the message and act upon it.